All right, and you know all cross-country athletes who are?
Emily Naughton.
Gracie Foster.
High expectations for this year's squad coming in. Coach and I just got a chance to talk about what you want to accomplish this season. So talk about not only on a team level, but on an individual level, what you want to see.
Well, we got a lot of good returners coming back and some really good freshmen that I can't wait to see how they do. So I think as a team, we're going to do really good this year. And individually, I just want to do better than last year.
Yeah, I got to say the same. We have a good team coming in, and so we know the expectations are high as a team and that we can accomplish more, especially at state. I think we're definitely going for a large goal there. And then individually, I'm just wanting to hit PRs for sure. I felt really good right now, so I'm pretty excited about that and to have a great team to back it up.
Does that make it easier for you, knowing you have that many returners coming back? I guess talk a little bit about that aspect for you, knowing that you're running with a lot of the same people that you ran with last year, too.
Yeah, so having a lot of the same returners makes it a lot more fun. Like, last year was really fun, and this year will probably be more fun. And then having some new people will make it even more exciting.
I think it's definitely helpful because, you know, just seeing some of the same faces makes you more confident, especially when you have those people that you've gotten used to, like, running with. Is really helpful to be back with them. And then, of course, having some new talent makes it really challenging and fun for the whole team. So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, having some of that new talent coming up, how do you try and go about teaching them, hey, this is what, you know, girls cross country is all about? Or is it just kind of lead by example?
Yeah, so the new talent that's coming in, it makes practices more challenging, and we all get better together. So once meet comes around, we're all part of a family, and we just run together and practice together and hope for the best for each other.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear, like, from coach and just our teammates, that we all want the best out of each other. So I think coming in, they know that, like, they have goals that they want to reach, they should want to reach, and that coach wants to reach, and I think those are definitely set out from the start.
Perfect. Well, any courses you're looking forward to this year? I know districts are here at Pickard. Obviously, the home meet's here at Pickard, but anything else you're looking forward to?
Definitely Wartburg again. That was a really fun course, and I just liked the atmosphere there with the whole team that we got to spend the night and everything.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Emily. Wartburg was a really fun meet, really good. It had some challenging parts, but we all, I think, did really good there. So I'm looking forward to going back and hoping to get some new PRs again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, early on in the season, how has training been going, dealing with the heat? Not my favorite thing to do, but or heat rather than cold. What is second question? Would you rather be training now or end of October when it starts to get chilly?
That's a tough question because I don't really like running in the cold either. But the heat is definitely challenging right now, as we're trying to, like, stay cool but not cool off too fast with the ice baths after practice.
I think it's just in the middle. Like, running is just one of those sports you want, like, perfect weather for. So it's definitely hard in the heat because you just get drained so fast. But the end of the season is going to be rough when it's cold too, because I hate being cold.
Me too. All right, well, any final thoughts on the going into this season? It's kind of snuck up on me, but how do you feel about going in and getting everything started here in 2021?
Just to be there for your teammates when they're having a hard day at practice, then make sure that they're doing good after practice, and if they have a good meet, celebrate with them.
I think it's just knowing that we're all good, and, you know, we might have bad days, but we really do encourage each other, and so I think keeping that up through the season will definitely make for a fun season, but good outcomes too.